www.thebeatles.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Going to continue our discussion about libertarianism with Jeff Deist. Corey and I have some interesting questions for Jeff. In this case, not necessarily talking about the social implications of being a libertarian, but the economic implications. Now, being a libertarian, really, you're talking about Austrian economics, and you've made the comment a few times, Jeff, that clearly, in your mind, that is the best, most effective way for a country or an area to be structured from an economic standpoint. Tell us why.
Well, I think the Austrian school lays out the model for the best, most prosperous society. And I think a big part of that, and what distinguishes, in large part, the Austrian school from certain other free market schools, is that we advocate a free market in money as well. So I would view the Fed and central banks generally as one of the biggest drivers of wealth inequality in any society, because the early recipients of newly created monetary expansion, which usually means the political class and the Wall Street class in our country, tend to get rich. And by the time the results of all this trickle down to the little guy or gal, for instance, the little old lady living on a fixed income, she's biting the inflationary tax without being able to increase her income. So, you know, this notion that I think virtually everybody on the left in America holds, and unfortunately a lot of people on the right as well, is that a libertarian society from an economic perspective would be very dog-eat-dog, and it would be very unequal, I think is again, not true. I think it would be – I think if you had commodity money in this country, I think that you would have far less wealth inequality. I think you'd have far more of a meritocracy. And I also think you would smooth over a lot of the rough edges in American society that currently fall along race and class lines, because we don't have a meritocracy. Everybody knows that our big government is not just a referee on the sideline, sort of, you know, calling fouls on the participants in the game. No, they're an actual active player in the game. And as a result, the federal government of the United States has far too big a role in sort of picking winners and losers, right? It subsidizes certain industries. It regulates other industries. It provides affirmative action and welfare benefits and Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits. So it pits all these different groups, old versus young, black versus white, men versus women, constantly pits all these groups against each other because they see, and I think rightfully, that it's the Uncle Sam who's sort of divvying up the pie. Whereas in an economically libertarian society, I think we would view the pie as being divvied up far more, not perfectly, of course. There's always human nature. But I think we would see the economic spoils being determined far more by merit and by effort and by achievement, as opposed to this sort of crony welfare capitalist state we have in America today. So I think that we would actually get a lot more harmony and a lot more charity and a lot more economic parity in the United States under a more libertarian model as opposed to the social democracy model we seem to be adopting, which pits us all against each other.
Fascinating comment, Jeff. And I think one of the key things that I'm finding out from this is simply that the current system we have, you're right, it pits people against each other in ways out of spite because they're angry of certain people taking this or receiving these benefits, when if we had more of an Austrian school of economics in place, people would or be able to more work together because they're working to enhance their product because it is a free market. So then they know to make their product or their service better. Sometimes bringing on more people can be beneficial, and they maybe don't need to be hankered down by all these laws that encompass having an employee. We could actually start to work together and help each other out by utilizing our individual skills as a team rather than trying to use our individual skills and block out these other people that we feel are taking just because the system allows them to receive whatever benefits they do. Do you understand what I'm kind of getting at there?
Well, absolutely. And I think your experience here, I mean, Vancouver, BC is a hugely multicultural city. What is your perspective on the degree to which, you know, Canadian political correctness muddies the waters?
Well, it definitely draws lines in the sand, unfortunately. And it, like I said, it puts people against other people. When people come into the country with more wealth and they're able to start up different businesses, people say that, you know, that's not good for our economy. But that's not necessarily the case. It can be good. They can be providing jobs and they can be adding a different skill set to the mix that maybe we don't have and could complement some of our domestic workers better than if they weren't in the system. What about in the U.S., Jeff? We see that the U.S. is talking about, you know, relaxing immigration, or their immigration is a huge thing. Do you think that Canada is more multicultural, and do you think that puts us better off?
Well, the Canadian population is just simply so much smaller that a relatively much smaller number of, let's say, Chinese from Hong Kong in the 90s, or Islamic folks moving to Toronto and Montreal can just feel like a much bigger footprint, than immigrants in the U.S. But obviously our Southwest is becoming largely Hispanic. And the question is going to become, I think, whether we try to have a multicultural welfare state, which I think is an absolute recipe for disaster, or whether we try to have a multicultural meritocracy. And there are not perfect parallels, but there are some examples of multicultural meritocracies. I wouldn't call them libertarian necessarily, but you could look at a place like Dubai, which is 80% expatriates. You could look at a place like Singapore. But those places still have a strong foundation in local custom and law that guides everyone. You know, they don't consider themselves melting pots per se. So America's in deep trouble, and our federal government is fanning the flames of our problems. So if we're going to be a welfare state and we're going to have open borders, then we're simply going to have a lot of not only political chaos, but we're going to have a lot of a lack of social cohesion as well.
I prefer to be a little more blunt and say, I think you're going to have a lot of social unrest. And the reason I say that is because when you have a society where if people can game the government, for lack of better terms, come into the country illegally and yet continue to maintain, or I'm sorry, realize economic benefits without really returning anything to the system, I think is absolutely morally wrong, 100%. You know, Jeff, what really amazes me whenever we have this conversation is for the first couple hundred years of the United States, you know, we went from being really a minor player in terms of world importance, for lack of better terms, to being the major player in terms of world importance. And now we're really starting to slip down. I firmly believe that. And I firmly believe that the reason we're starting to slip down is because we're taking the decision-making away from society, and we're putting the decision-making, important decisions, into the hands of a few people who basically are involved with the federal government. And human nature being what it is, I don't see a lot of people in federal government being in there, a lot of the leaders being there because they care about society. I see folks being there because they really want to feather their own nest. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, it is distressing and it's depressing. And I think this is where progressivism leads. The left claims it is egalitarian in outlook, but socialist collectivist societies always trend towards having a ruling elite that lives very well and a proletarian mass that's under their heel. And I'm very sad to think that that's where America's headed. But for all the less talk about social inequality, they continue to promote a centralized state, which only makes it worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, we really like your input on this. Give us your opinions. What do you think about all of this?
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Three segments. We're going to talk about the junior resource sector right now. We're going to talk about the sector in general. We're going to talk about specific companies. Do not, and I repeat, do not construe this as being investment advice, because we are not registered investment advisors. You're just talking to a bunch of guys who have been involved in the industry for an awfully long time, and we know what we like and we like what we know. Having said that, our panel this week is consisting of John Kaiser, Brent Cook, Chris Temple, Richard Doc Postma, and Dan Oliver. We really value all of you guys' opinions, and we certainly thank you for taking some time out here to be part of our show. I want to start out and just get an overview of what you guys think about the resource sector in general. You know, Doc, you mentioned quite a while ago on our show that you felt the resource stocks were starting to come back. This was back in 2013, and at least judging by my portfolio, I would have to say that you're absolutely correct. Why did you come to that conclusion?
Well, number one, based on some of the technicals I follow. In fact, I mentioned back in late December when I felt people were taxed, they were selling at that time. I started to purchase some of these companies because I just love their technicals. And what I started to do was, especially in the precious metal sectors, because I felt they would be the strongest coming out of the gate, and I would say they have. But that's really what drove me to, and I started looking at companies that had a lot of liquidity and were in safe locales and a number of other factors that I look at that time.
Brent, I want to get your input on this because right now in 2014, year to date, so about almost 2 months through here, if we look at some of the indexes, GDXJ up almost 40% and GDX up right around 25%. We've seen a great comeback. What have you been seeing in these first couple months?
Well, there's no doubt we've had a fantastic comeback from what were pretty low levels back in December. We've seen, in my opinion, the good and the bad come back almost equally, which sort of troubles me. And suggest we're just seeing market players jumping into the momentum as opposed to any fundamental belief that the resource sector and mining sector is a long-term investment. Having said that, I'm really agnostic as to what the technicals are or where this market is going. I tend to focus on individual companies that are undervalued based on what their resource actually is worth.
John, you're one of the best sources out there in terms of low-priced stocks. I mean, your Kaiser Bottom Fishing report has been very, very successful in terms of you picking winners. Are we in right now an environment, do you think, that is really, really long-term conducive to the junior resource sector?
Yeah, I think we're in a selective resource sector bull market, which means that the companies that have deposits that don't require an enormous increase in metal prices are now rebounding as the market becomes comfortable with the idea that gold probably isn't going to end up lower than 1,200. They worked very hard to have it close the year at 1,200. They failed. We're at 1,325. Now we could see gold get pushed back to $1,200, but the market's comfortable with the idea that that's it. It's also encouraged by signs that the United States economy is supposedly finally on the road to recovery, and that will actually be good for the rest of the emerging markets, which were starting to fall apart last year. And if the U.S. economy becomes a driver of imports again, in other words, exports from all these other parts of the world, that will strengthen demand for the base metals. I don't think we are sitting ahead of the same thing we were a decade ago, where we saw 300% to 1,000% increase in metal prices. That just isn't feasible. But the worst is behind us, and I think if you choose wisely now, you will do very well in the resource sector.
Dan, what are some of your thoughts on the stocks? Do you think they're going to keep on performing, or are we going to have a little pullback coming up just because they have done so well?
Well, you know, my opinion of the stocks is really formed by my macro views. And I'd point out when I was on your show in January, you know, a lot of the bulls looked at their technical indicators and said we're going lower. The bears said we're going lower. Everyone said we're going lower. And markets rarely do what everyone thinks they're going to do. So, you know, what we've seen is the taper come along, and that was supposed to be the reason why all the sell-side analysts told us gold was going lower, and yet gold's been one of the best-performing assets since the taper started. And, of course, the reason is that the taper is putting emerging markets in trouble. But, you know, one of the funniest things I've seen in recently is 2 days ago, UBS raised their gold targets because they're highlighting positive sentiment shifts. Well, why is sentiment positive? Well, the price is going up. So anyone who takes what these banks say at face value is very foolish, in my opinion. And of course, as gold goes up, you know, a lot of the companies that were priced for bankruptcy because they can't survive sub 1200 gold have risen the most because they can survive it. 1325, and of course, in Canadian dollars, gold's a lot higher than that because the Canadian dollar's weakened so much. So, in my view, we're back in a 2009 situation where the prospect of bankruptcy is off the table, and gold's going higher, and the guys at the banks don't get it, and they were chasing the market higher from here on out.
Chris, here's a million-dollar question. In your mind, and you write about this constantly in the National Investor, why are these guys chasing the price of gold higher right now? And, I mean, obviously that's very, very positive for the junior resource sector vis-a-vis the stocks.
I think a lot of this started at the end of last year when portfolio managers who were holding their nose and having to buy 3D stocks and tech stocks in the general market in 2013 or else lose their job, got into 2014 and said, you know what, maybe we need to sober up and see what's out there that's cheap and represents value. And as you guys know, I was touting what I called the odd couple trade. I said that both treasury bonds and gold would go up in tandem, and they have. And it's because, and I think this will continue to evolve, it's because the realization is starting to sink in that there is going forward going to be no major driver of growth on this planet. John said something a minute ago about this not being like it was a decade ago. I would expand on that by saying that you're going to have to be really selective in looking at resources. I think the kinds of resources that were in demand, for example, by China, aren't going to be as much in demand because China's not building as much as they did. Nobody else is. The world is choking on debt. And so to be selective in resources, you need to stick with precious metals, energy, fertilizer, foodstuffs. That's where my focus is.
I think that you're right on that, and I don't hear anybody contradicting you on that one. But I think the main reason that that's the case is gold is very definitely considered to be an international, you know, the interest is certainly from an international level. And when you look at what's going on from a macroeconomic standpoint internationally, it's terrifying. I mean, look at the problems in Venezuela, Argentina, now Italy, Greece, and the list kind of goes on and on. Thailand, I believe one of you guys mentioned in a daily editorial that came up, you know, well, when you have times like that, that is exactly the times that are very conducive for a rise in the price of gold. And I don't see that changing in the relatively near future. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick break for commercials. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with John Kaiser, Brent Cook, Chris, Richard, Doc Postma, Dan Oliver. We chatted initially about what's going on from a macro view standpoint in the junior resource sector. Now we're going to get to be a little more specific. We're going to talk about companies that we individually have an interest in. Please don't construe this as being investment advice. We're simply discussing companies that we, for the most part, are invested in, and that I would assume Brent, Chris Temple, and John Kaiser probably are following in their newsletter. But do not construe this as investment advice. It's not. We're not telling you to buy. We're not telling you to sell. We're just telling you about companies that we have an interest in. You know, a company that I have to say that Corey and I have a real interest in, and we both own shares in this particular company. A company was introduced to us by Yale Simpson of Exeter, Argosy, etc. He's on the board of directors of this company. It is a company called Atomera Minerals. The reason we're interested in it, highly, highly speculative, but they have a fair amount of what they believe are strong assets surrounding the Kinross deposit in northeastern Washington State. Why is that important? Well, Kinross is running out of assets. They have a mill. They need to feed the mill, and there's a very good possibility. Well, that's a forward-looking statement that I'm going to take back. There is a possibility that the assets that Atomera have tied up could perhaps be very, very favorably looked at by Kinross, and there's a potential of a buyout there. Brett, let's flip it over to you. You talk about companies specifically in your newsletter, Exploration Insights. You talk about companies that you are invested in. Anything in particular strike your fancy right now?
Well, yeah, actually, I was just finishing up this weekend's letter, and I'm talking about a company called Roxgold, which is one I own, and that's what my letter's about, what I own. Roxgold has a very nice high-grade deposit in Burkina Faso. A preliminary economic study on this thing came up with a NPV of about almost $200 million and IRR of over 47%. They put out some encouraging results on an adjacent project this week, and we should be seeing a final feasibility study within the next couple of months. I think at this stage in the market, it's projects like this with very high rates of return, low capital investment, they're going to be quite popular. So Roxgold, ROG, is one that I personally think is worth buying into right now.
Guys, there are a couple of stocks out there that I've been following and have bought in. I don't own right now, but I have owned a little while ago. I've been trading them. But there are these silver companies down in Mexico, one being Santa Cruz. They are a sponsor on our website. They continue to move along with their one mine that's in production, and then they also have another mine coming on stream, or at least they're planning on that. Sorry, that is a forward-looking statement as well. And Silvercrest, both continue to come out with positive news. I think the silver space is one that can continue to be quite a lucrative investment. Doc, I know that you like some silver companies. You want to help us out with a few more?
Yeah, I've got about four that I bought in December at the end in early January, and maybe five, but one was Great Panther, which is also in Mexico, and that the price of that's up almost 100% already, and they've come out with some good news as well. And I look at these companies too. I probably go mid tier more than maybe some of the other fellows, because they probably got more expertise than some of the lower ones. But Great Panther is one, and then Pan American Silver, they pay a dividend, they're up nicely, and also Silver Wheaton, of course, a silver streaming company, and then Endeavor as well, and Endeavor's done really well, and all the charts look very good as far as these companies are concerned right now.
Dan, you know, I'm not real familiar with your business. I know that you manage money, etc. Tell me what your involvement is in this particular sector from an individual company standpoint, and which companies you're kind of looking at right now.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a macro thinker, and so that informs the companies I look at. And, you know, as I said earlier, you know, what was happening is the price of gold went below the survival cost for a lot of these companies, and one company I've been involved with recently is Detour Gold. Now, Detour is not exciting from a geological perspective. It's low grade and high throughput. It's very inflexible. You know, the operation is what it is, and it's very hard for a company like this to survive with gold less than $1,200. And so this thing hit, it was in the $3 range in December, and now it's $10. So it's about tripled, and the reason is that the market has gone from judging this thing as saying it's going bankrupt to saying, no, it's actually going to survive, and that's a huge transformation. And so thus we're looking at other companies out there that have higher strike prices. And I'm actually, you know, I own some Detour. I'm actually cycling out of it now into other things that haven't run yet, because I'm convinced that gold is going a lot higher, but the problems in the economy are getting worse, and therefore what you really want is operational leverage to gold, and the way you achieve that is by getting companies that require a high price of gold to survive.
Interesting point. Interesting point. John, you've been doing this for, I think we were talking off mic, you've been doing this basically for your entire adult career, first as a director of research of a firm in Western Canada, and then on your own with your highly successful, I might add, newsletter. But give us four or five examples of companies that you've included in your newsletter and that you like.
Four or five. Well, how about I start with a metal that nobody pays attention to, and that's zinc. Zinc is the one metal that I think will undergo higher real price gains over the next few years, and that's because in the next 3 years, 2.5 million tons of Western supply disappears because the mines shut down, and only about 1 million tons is coming on stream. But even more interesting, China, which doubled its output in the last decade, I think has hit the limit in its ability to grow its supply, and I think will be reversing its supply. So zinc is still 95 cents a pound, but now I'm bottom fishing for zinc companies, and the one that I own shares in, and which is one of my recommendations, is In Zinc Mining. Used to be called Lithic Resources. It has a zinc deposit in Utah, one of the more mine-friendly states in the United States, and it has copper, indium, silver, and gold byproducts. They put out a terrible economic study in 2010 at the what were then base case prices. They are working on a new one, which should come out in the next couple weeks, and they are now treating the magnetite, which has been a waste product in the previous scenario, as a saleable byproduct. So they can make this work at a dollar zinc. This is a company which will be leveraged with considerable upside as an advanced zinc development play, and there are not very many advanced zinc deposits in the junior space.
John, I mentioned that you had, I wanted you to mention four or five companies. I was a little bit aggressive there in the sense that, recording for the weekend show, we do have some time constraints. We've got about a minute left in this particular segment. So I'm going to flip it over to you, Chris. What company in this sector do you particularly like right now? And keep in mind, man, we've only got a minute here.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to stick to just one that probably encompasses more of the resource areas that animate me than anybody, and that's a company called Adecco Agro. They're domiciled in Luxembourg, but they're one of the largest investors in farmland and food-based, primarily commodities, though some energy as well, in South America. And it's one of those companies where I like to quote Frank Giustra once in a while, who's a successful resource investor, and paraphrasing him, this is the kind of company that I'm telling my subscribers, you buy right, then sit tight.
Interesting. You know, in the next segment, I want to get over into some advice. Well, I hate to use the word advice, but here it's being used in a positive sense. You guys are all real pros in this area. And, you know, when people get involved oftentimes in junior mining stocks because they see the huge upside potential that is very possible, but they have a tendency to overlook, for lack of better terms, the downside. I mean, this is a very, very speculative sector to be involved in. Yeah, you can do really well, but you can also lose everything that you've put into it. We're going to chat about that in the next segment. Listen to what these guys have to say, because I'll tell you, in terms of proven track records, nobody's better than these folks.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry.
easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians Love Lerps is a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. We are continuing our roundtable discussion, but now we're shifting a little bit away from stocks that we like to talk about what is possible in terms of losses in this industry. We all know investing in juniors can be a bit of a roll of the dice sometimes, especially if you do not do your due diligence. And Brent, you brought up an interesting point a couple segments ago about this recent recovery that we've had in these stocks. That being said, we've seen a lot of these stocks, almost all of them, go up, not necessarily just because with higher gold prices, now their properties are economical or way more attractive, just simply because it feels like there's just been more money that was waiting to get into the market and is now in there. Fact of the matter is, I still think we need to see some cleaning out in especially the junior sector of companies that are still just surviving but don't really have anything profitable in the ground. Brent, you want to talk a little bit about some of the risks involved still investing in this junior market?
Sure, and I think you make a really good point. To me, the most important thing in this really highly speculative sector is to, number one, don't lose money, and then number two, focus on making money. And another comment on all the everybody going up at the rising tide, my experience has been that 9 out of 10 times a dog property is a dog property no matter what the gold price or metal price. So bear that in mind as well. With regards to tips and tricks of this of making money in here, there's a couple of articles that I would like to address your listeners to on my website, Exploration Insights. One's on the rules of thumb for junior mining, and the other is blind bait and assays and samples and that. We go through a lot of detail there that, what to look for when reading through a company news release and such. But I think basically what a person needs to do is take the time to go through a company's website and see that the data being presented is available, makes at least some sense, and the company management has some sort of record, at least in terms of being honest.
I got to tell you, in terms of company management, I think that's one of the most important things to consider. I've been telling listeners for as long as I've been doing this particular show, which is over 20 years now, that, I invest in people. If I need technical, if I need a technical opinion, you know, I'm going to go to somebody like a Brent Cook, a John Kaiser, what have you, because those guys understand the technical aspects of investing. I simply don't. I think the most important thing to consider, really, well, the two most important things are, number one, don't think that as an investor you're the smartest person in the world. This nursery that we're involved in has an awful lot of pretty babies in it. And number two, always go to experts who aren't trying to sell you something to get advice. And I just can't stress that. Can't stress that enough. Dan, what do you look at? I mean, you talked about Detroit Gold. You talked about why you were invested in Detroit Gold, et cetera. But just as a general statement, what would you suggest to our listeners that they do to kind of cover their backside, so to speak?
Yeah, well, one thing I like to point out to people is that the management of these companies are compensated primarily with warrants, right? So they're option holders. And one way you increase the value of an option is you enhance volatility. So they continually reinvest capital in higher and higher cost projects. Now, this works brilliantly when the commodity that they're on is rising. But, of course, when the commodity falls, it's a disaster because all of a sudden they have very high cost operations. And one of the things that the pullback of the last 2.5 years has done is it's really highlighted which management teams are able to preserve the capital structures of their companies, preserve their asset holdings, you know, preserve operations, and which haven't. And the ones that have been able to do that in this context, I think, are very well positioned to ride the price back up. And when the price goes back up, all those high-cost investments that maybe shouldn't have been made but were made all of a sudden become payable again. And that's when you get those huge transformations from an asset that the market has effectively written down to zero and then writes back up to par. And when you can ride back that transformation back to par, that's when the massive gains come, in my opinion.
In this last little downturn that we had over the past year and a half, we've seen companies just get absolutely beat up and run out of money. And then kind of going on what you were saying there, Dan, when they need to raise money, they're forced almost – well, actually, they are forced to issue warrants too, which can really take a hit on their share capital moving these companies forward. John, it's something you and I chatted about, I believe, earlier this week. What are some of your comments on maybe the management team, but also the history of raising money and raising it at the right times?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the raising of money. Last year was an absolutely awful year. But since mid-January, we have seen in the Canadian companies $600 to $700 million worth of bought deals done by Bay Street. And this seems to be spreading out. So the funding strike seems to be over. And if it's a bought deal, it's probably coming from institutional sources. So that means the institutions are looking at the more advanced companies and saying, we think the bottom is in. We are into an uptrend. And we want back in. Now, the funding of the riskier companies, the more exploration type that I prefer to follow, that has not yet happened. And there it becomes a question of, you know, credibility of management in terms of its experience with the geology that they're chasing and their ability to explain what it is that they are trying to accomplish. And this is where the industry is handicapped by the rules, which say you're not allowed to make any forward-looking statement that allows the investor to understand what your company would be worth if you actually succeed in accomplishing what you have set out to be. But if you can privately get them to explain what your target is, then you can work backwards what it would be worth, and then you can look at the information they have right now. Is it plausible that what these guys hope to deliver through exploration drilling would be worth the outcome so that the stock would go from, say, 50 cents to $2. And that requires a fair bit of math, and you have to understand the discounted cash flow model and all that to understand the economics of what makes a deposit worth whatever it is worth.
Having said that, you know, Doc, you and I have been talking about due diligence, effective due diligence, et cetera, for a couple of years now. You're really good at that. I know you base a lot of your investment decisions on technical analysis, but you're a bright guy. You look at more than that, don't you?
Yes, I do, Al. And I combine the fundamentals with the technicals, and I usually look at the fundamentals first. And at that point, if they look favorable, I'll look at the technicals. And even if a stock's been beaten down, people at that point in time aren't interested in And I'm a really a contrarian investor in many areas, and I've been just waiting for this opportunity to come, and that's why in the end of December, early January, I started to jump on some of these companies because I knew they were at levels and values that were ridiculously cheap. And as long as the fundamentals were good, especially in safe jurisdictions and good liquidity and hopefully good management, the other fellows probably know the management better than I do. But when you look at some of those factors, it's really almost a slam dunk when these companies were so cheap or undervalued, and the technicals were telling me it was time to buy.
Guys, I want to really make sure that our audience understands that because stocks are cheap out there doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to go up. There are still some laggers that, as I keep on preaching on, will not be built into a mine and will not move forward. It's just not happening. That's why you always need to take a somewhat critical look at each stock before you buy in. Chris, we don't have much time, 30 seconds, about 45 seconds. What are some of your comments?
Well, going back to the premise that you guys talked about earlier, I think that what has gotten more investors into trouble than anything is that there's a lot of natural resource investors that behave like dot-com investors did in the late 90s. And they figured this was a guaranteed lottery ticket. Anything to do with dot-com, anything to do with the Internet was a guaranteed winner. Too many people think that anything to do with gold is going to be a winner because of their philosophy. And I've said many times that philosophically I'm a gold bug, but as a practical matter, I'm not, because we need to pay attention to the markets as well. And people can't get too aggressive and too religious about any sector.
You know, I got to tell you, this is some of the best advice. I think I have to say these last three segments have been really, really interesting, and I think really valuable if you take them, if you take them from what they're worth, if you consider the source. We're probably going into a fairly strong resource sector right now. I think a lot of the junior companies could very possibly do very well. Listen to what John Kaiser, Brent Cook, Chris Temple, Doc Postma, and Dan Oliver had to say. Remember, no investor is the prettiest baby in the nursery.
Alan, I hope you guys have enjoyed this weekend's show. We always like to hear what you have to say, so please come on our blog, leave us your comments.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.